Hello, my name is Candy Christensen, and welcome to Meandering Design. Today, I want to talk about spring cleaning, and I'd like to talk about it from two different areas. One, the notion of going through and cleaning your house. Let's get rid of some of those dust bunnies. And the other is going through and giving your house a spring refresh. So, let's start with spring cleaning. I think that it's something we've gotten a little away from with our really super busy lives, but it can be really helpful. I went through and actually cleaned out and did a super clean in my kitchen recently, and it just needed it. You know, things get worn out and dingy and dusty, and going through and cleaning out my kitchen, I found a couple things that I didn't need and I could get rid of. Well, what really surprised me is going through, I found things that I had, I don't want to say forgotten I had, but I hadn't used in such a long time. And it kind of sparked that love I have of cooking. I used to cook a lot. And then, you know, sometimes when you're living alone, it's hard to cook a full meal for yourself. And it's necessary. So I'm hoping to cook more for myself and also start inviting people over because I do love to cook for people. And I think in general, people liked when I cook for them. But think about a space in your home that you haven't, you know, that's been underutilized or maybe has been slightly neglected, and really go through and clean it from top to bottom. You know, pull out everything in the drawers, you know, dust out and wipe down the drawers and the cabinets and the furniture. Give the floor a really good clean. Don't forget to dust your fan blades. I know it sounds like a lot of work and something that's not very fun, but it's doable. And I recommend doing it in bite-sized chunks. I didn't just spend a whole week on cleaning out the kitchen because I don't have time for that. But what I would do is every other evening or so is open up a cabinet, clean it out, throw the things in the dishwasher that need to be washed, and then the next day kind of put it back together. So take it in bite-sized chunks instead of looking at the room as a whole and trying to get it all done. I usually just start in one corner of the room and kind of work around the room from there. And I find that makes it so it's not as overwhelming. I think most of you probably have heard this, you know, the Marie Kondo organizing book. And there are a couple of things I find challenging about her book, but there are a few things that I really love about what she says. And the really important thing is, does it spark joy? You know, hold something in your hands. Is it something you love? Is it something you want to keep? Does it spark joy? And if it doesn't, let it go. And, you know, part of spring cleaning is sort of that physical cleaning of the home, but it's also a ritual. It's spring is a time of rebirth and renewal. And finally in Chicago, we're actually getting some spring, except I feel like I should knock on wood because it'll probably snow tomorrow. It's this notion that, you know, our home is this place that shelters us and gives us sanctuary, and it's a place of family and love. And think about how you want your home to feel, and if it's feeling kind of downtrodden or just not a place you want to spend time with, spring cleaning can help you kind of fall back in love with your home in an odd way, isn't that? Yeah, clean your house and feel better. But you do, you really do. And so think about ways that you can embrace your home again. And don't do it all at once, you know, do it room by room, take your time. And the other thing I also recommend is to get a smudge stick, or I think it's Palo Santos is the wood stick that smells absolutely delicious, and have a little bit of a cleansing ritual in your home. Go through and smudge out those corners and get the bad energy out and draw the good energy back in. The other thing with spring cleaning is it really was something I remember doing with my grandmother every year and helping her kind of clean out the kitchen, clean out everything. And like I said, it's something we've kind of fallen by the wayside. And I think it's actually something that can be really helpful for your home and also for your kind of your emotional health. So pick a room and get started and see what you can do. The other part I'd like to talk about with spring cleaning is it's also a time to refresh what your home looks like. I'm going to go kind of step way back in time. You know, in Victorian times, you would actually hang curtains in front of doorways and, you know, heavy, heavy curtains in front of windows because it would stop the draft. It, you know, served a physical purpose as well, but it was also very dark and heavy. And so if there are things in your home that are dark and heavy, swap them out for something lighter. You know, take down the heavy curtains and put something up that's a little bit more sheer. Take a look at your pillows. You know, do you have kind of jewel tone pillows? Can you swap some of those out for something a little bit lighter? The other thing to keep in mind, especially if you do have jewel tone pillows, is it's really beautiful to mix in a pastel with a jewel tone. It's something I saw happening in fashion a few years back, and it's definitely coming into interiors to mix in those kind of heavy jewel tone colors like burgundy and then also kind of a mint green. So that can be a fun way to play with bringing in some spring colors into your house. Another thing, way to do that is to get a plant. Bring in some actual fresh real greenery. And I recommend, you know, heading to your local nursery. I have one here in Chicago that's absolutely wonderful, and the staff are so knowledgeable. I can come in and I can say, I have a west-facing window that doesn't get much light. And they're like, okay, let me guide you towards this plant in this area. So sometimes it can be hard to figure out what type of plant you want and what plant will live well in your home. So definitely try and find one of those experts. Plus, honestly, a trip to the nursery is just one of the most beautiful things because you're surrounded by greenery. And I don't know, it kind of makes me daydream about one day having a house and a yard and actually being able to plant some things. Also, buy flowers. There's a book called Apartment Therapy, and it's one of their first books. And I really like it because it talks about ways to make your house feel more warm and inviting, and also to treat yourself. So definitely bring some flowers into your home occasionally. It's a very sweet thing to do for yourself. I think also I used to wait for someone to bring me flowers, and no, I don't need that. I can buy my own darn flowers. Thank you very much. What else was I thinking? Spring cleaning, changing things up, add fresh colors, add greenery. Think about ways that you use your space. I have a friend who every spring and every fall, he actually swaps the living room and dining room. And the reason he does that is twofold. One, it helps him go through and clean everything out, get under the furniture. And then the other is for the winter, in order to have room for the Christmas tree, he moves the dining room into where the living room was so that there's a space for the Christmas tree. And then come spring, he moves it all back, which seems like a lot of work. And I think it does take him a little bit of time. But it also is a great way, like I said, to really get through it and clean everything out and give your home kind of a different look and a different feel. So think about ways you can maybe rearrange your furniture to encourage how you want to be living in your home. So the big thing with spring cleaning is don't make it something that is tedious and overwhelming. I'm sure that the idea of trying to go through and clean your whole house is just too much. So don't think about it as the whole house. Don't think about having to, you know, set aside a whole weekend to do it. Just start in one corner of the home and move through and clean it out. Also keep in mind that anything that is not working in your home, anything you do not love, please give it away. If you go back through my podcast, and I'll link up the episodes in the show notes, which you can find at meandering.com/podcast. I have a series I did about sort of cleaning out and getting rid of things and embracing minimalism. So I'll post that. That'll help you get started. And I'll also post a couple of books that I found very helpful. So give your home a refresh. Think about a ritual that you can do to clear out the energies in your home and invite new happy energy. And think of ways that you can add a little bit of spring into your home. Thank you very much for listening. Also, if you have any questions, please send them my way, either in the comments at meanderingdesign.com/blog podcast. You can go to the blog, you can go to the podcast. There's a contact form on my webpage. So go to meanderingdesign.com. There are so many ways to get in touch with me. And I'd love to answer your questions. Thanks. Bye.